Good evening once again. That last song, thank you very much for that, Mike. That was written in 1982, which was a year before my wife was born, because she's 39 and holding. So, 1982, the year before she was born. You're welcome, Sissy. She's just shaking her head at me. I'm glad I don't need her for a ride home tonight. Or any night, for that matter, most nights. She would probably set me out on the side of the road. Revelation chapter 17. We have been discussing the book of Revelation. We've been doing our very best to learn what the message is. And as Brother Lyndon brought forward in his prayer, we do know that the message is boiled down to two words: we win. If we belong to Christ, we win. Regardless of what governments do, false religions do, pagans do, our neighbors who attack or abuse us, persecutions that come, no matter what happens, we win if we're in Christ. That's it. It's a simple message. Now, simple doesn't always equate to easy, does it? I talked about playing golf a while ago. I know there's several guys in here I've played golf with. Golf is a simple sport. You take that little white ball and you put it in that hole over there. It's simple. But you got 13 different clubs, a ball sitting still, it's not moving, 13 different clubs that hit it 13 different ways if you're lucky. If you're like me, you hit it about 26 different ways. It's not an easy sport. It may be one of the most difficult sports on the planet. Because I was always good at sports. In golf, sometimes I'll play good and then I'll turn around the next hole and act like I've never picked up a golf club before. Now, Lyndon's different, though. He's a pro. Anyway, but simple doesn't always equate to easy. Simple is easy to understand, but it may be difficult in application. We win, and then your neighbor comes and starts berating you. We win, then something happens on your job. We win, and the government then presses in against you. And your family members and your brothers and sisters in Christ begin to shed blood for the sake of Christ. It's simple, but it's not easy. If it was easy, anybody could do it. But we've got to have the strength of our God. We've got to have the strength of our Savior. We've got to have the strength of the Holy Spirit if we are going to endure the fiery darts of Satan in this life. The Christians in the first century were struggling. They were fighting something they couldn't even see. And Christianity is not that old at this point in time. They didn't have 1,900 years to look back like we do and see all the mistakes people have made and the types of persecutions that have arisen and all of these things. No, this was fresh. This was new. And if the late date is accepted, we're still only 60 years after Calvary. So this is still in its infancy that we're talking about Christianity. Let's do a little bit of a review here moving forward. We've recognized that these different symbols that there are seven of as they move forward are depicting things that are happening in the Christian age. The seals in chapters 4 through 7 are revealing things. The trumpets in chapters 8 through 11 are giving warnings during that same period of time. The bowls, which we've just discussed in chapter 16, are judgments that are coming down on the world. All of these are happening simultaneously, but we're getting different ideas from what God is working out throughout history. Chapter 17 is going to introduce us to the sixth section of the book of Revelation, which encompasses chapters 17, 18, and 19 in the way that our books are formatted currently. It covers the fall of the great harlot and the fall of the beast. The kings, keep this in mind, the kings are symbolic here. They're not Roman emperors. Many people have tried to say, well, there's seven and then the eighth one, and so this is all going to happen when this one is in power. Don't worry about that. Okay? We're fighting against symbols that are representative of something else. It is impossible. When we get to chapter 20, you're going to see what I mean by the impossibility. It is impossible to read symbolic language and insert something literal right in the middle of it, because it destroys the meaning. Signs and symbols. Unless there is an actual great prostitute that sits on a mountain somewhere, then we don't need to worry about the kings being literal kings. This is all representative of something else. We're going to talk about that in further detail. Babylon's fall is announced in chapter 14 and verse 8. In chapter 16, which we just covered, verses 17 through 21, we see that the fall is described there. 17 continues with taking us back before the fall of Babylon. Chapter 18 is once again going to describe the fall in greater detail. And then 19 is going to portray the rejoicing in heaven at the fall of the great Babylon, as well as the wedding feast of the Lamb. Most of the symbols that we're going to see in these chapters are coming from Jeremiah 51 and also Ezekiel chapter 16 and 23. So when you look at Daniel, you look at Jeremiah, you look at Ezekiel in particular, the signs and symbols that you're going to find in the book of Revelation, many of them find partners there. Sometimes they're talking about the same things. Sometimes they're talking about different things, but the meaning is the same in those symbols. So we get to chapter 17. I want to read down through verse 6. We're going to break the chapter up into two parts. Then one of the seven angels who had the seven bowls came and talked with me, saying, "Come, I will show you the judgment of the great harlot who sits on many waters, with whom the kings of the earth committed fornication, and the inhabitants of the earth were made drunk with the wine of her fornication. So he carried me away in the spirit into the wilderness, and I saw a woman sitting on a scarlet beast, which was full of names of blasphemy, having seven heads and ten horns. The woman was arrayed in purple and scarlet, and adorned with gold and precious stones and pearls, having in her hand a golden cup full of abominations with the filthiness of her fornication. On her forehead a name was written, Mystery, Babylon of the Great, the mother of harlots and of the abominations of the earth. I saw the woman drunk with the blood of the saints and with the blood of the martyrs of Jesus. And when I saw her, I marveled with great amazement." In the first two verses, we have this description of this great harlot, this prostitute, who sits on many waters. She's the symbol of false religion. She's the symbol of false religion. As a prostitute, she is the one who tries to lead away the people away from the bridegroom. She tries to lead away the bride to commit fornication with her. Now, this false religion could be, you know, the pagan religions of the world. It could be false Christianity. My guess is the further along in history we get, the more false Christianity is this prostitute. There are so many kinds of false Christianity. We have to be vigilant and be on our toes constantly. Now, all you got to do is pray this prayer to be saved. That's all you got to do. You just got to invite Jesus into your heart. That's false. That's false. And those who teach it are false teachers, either wittingly or unwittingly. Because you're giving somebody a false sense of security that they are saved when they are not. What better way for Satan to draw people away from Christ than under the guise of Christ? Jesus told us many false Christs will go out into the world. I believe the false Christs that we see today are found in pulpits all around the land behind signs that claim to be Christian. This is the opposite of the church for which Jesus died. These false religions. It's the opposite. And one of the reasons that Jesus is adamant about us going into the world, he is adamant about us spending time in the harvest field, praying the Lord of harvest that he send forth reapers, send forth harvesters, workers into the field, is because our religious neighbors, who I don't doubt their love and conviction for the Lord, are not saved until they're saved. They're not saved until they're saved. It's not a